This is the Rocky Mountain Dragon Atiba, and you're listening to RMP Radio.
RMP Radio is back on the air. Hi, I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me once again, because we have something very special on the horizon, I've got Lucas Bradwell. Lucas, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's once again another big week of Rocky Mountain Pro action, and of course, you and I have to talk about everything that's going on. This is always a special time when we have not one, not two, not three, but 4 days of RMP stuff to talk about. So, I'm looking forward to it, and I know you are, and selling a lot of merch and all that stuff. So, big weekend.
Yeah, four days, my favorite number. That's what I live for. No pun intended. So, you know, the 4 days of greatness, it's going to be exciting. We're mainly here to that we've already teased the listeners to preview the big pay-per-view, Never Broken. But before we get there, of course, if you guys have been, listeners have been watching Charged and Ignition, of course, on Thursday, every single Thursday, the Thursday night thriller of Ignition. We've got the Grand Prix going on. It is the second round of the Grand Prix. What do you want to, excite the listeners about before we get the main part of this episode here about Ignition coming up this week?
Yeah, so the Grand Prix tournament already got underway this past Thursday. We had the first round, and we are already into the second round, or the quarterfinals, if you want to call it. Yeah. Four big Grand Prix matches. Two of them are like pay-per-view quality matches. They're all fantastic, but we have Damon Ace taking on Bruce Waynes in the second round. Those two know each other very well, bitter rivals. In fact, they just faced off at Aces Wild, so we're going to see that match take place this Thursday. We've got both members of La Isla. You got Echo and the Wildcat Balaam Lynx. They're going to go one-on-one just days ahead of their tag team title match that they got against JK Pop. They got to go one-on-one against each other. What is that going to do for their chemistry that they've had going into this? Both of those two want to be the Ignition champion so bad. So this is a huge match, but just a very interesting way the way things played out here in this tournament.
And speaking of that, I mean, isn't that a crazy weird, wacky, wild of a pseudo team a tune-up match for Never Broken for their tag team match? Would can you kind of think of it that way?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I think this is a disruptive match for them, because it's they're going up against each other, where really, I think that they probably would have preferred to go up against one of the members of JK Pop, or that would have been a much more suitable match for them, at least going into Never Broken. This could be a disruptive match for both of them if they don't have their heads on right. I hope that they can kind of get through this match, have just a good competitive match, and everything goes good, and the best man wins the match, goes on through the tournament, but they both can come back on Saturday night and be ready for JK Pop. That's what I'm hoping, because it just seems like this, yeah, very, very interesting the way things played out.
It makes you wonder who put the bracket together. the powers that be.
It does kind of make you question. We also have both members of your starting lineup are still in the tournament. They both won their matches. Briscoe Crown had an unbelievable performance that he beat Ramrock, gutted it out with that really bad, severely damaged ankle at the hands of David Drake. You got to think he's ripe for the pickings for Caden Koyama, because that will be his next round matchup. Caden Koyama, is opportunistic, and he's like the king of taking advantage of injuries and opportunities. So that's a very hard draw for Briscoe. And on the other side, you got Kendrick Leroux, the big man, taking on the Rocky Mountain Dragon, Atiba. That's a very interesting matchup as well. So great, great matches in the second round of the Grand Prix coming up this Thursday on Ignition. So you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, and some intriguing things. If certain people win their matches, how things could be lined up in future, matchups. Could we have the starting lineup be in the final together? Things of that nature. It's kind of crazy stuff.
Yes, the way the bracket is, they're on opposite sides of the bracket, so your starting lineup could potentially face each other in the final. That is a possibility. You can also have a possibility of Choppa City facing off, because if Bruce can defeat Damon Ace, you got Atiba on the other side of the bracket. Those two could face off in the finals. So there is some interesting matchups that could still take place. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. There was some upsets in the first round and some kind of surprises.
Yeah.
I really thought that my guy Brew was going to be kind of wild card in this tournament. Unfortunately, he got beat in the first round by Caden Koyama. So, I was a little disappointed by that. So I think now my new pick, I'm going with Kendrick Leroux.
Oh, okay.
Kendrick is my guy in this tournament.
No, that's great. Mine is, I did, when this bracket got announced, I said, hey, number four seeds all the way. On the right side, got busted because that darn, was Casanova, but, Kendrick Leroux beat him, which was amazing. But then it's weird because on the other side, the number four seed is Briscoe Crown. And so, gosh, I mean, like I said, that's intriguing if that could happen.
It doesn't look good for Briscoe just because of that injury. I would say if he was 100%, he would definitely have a chance. I say it looks very bleak for him to get a win over Caden Koyama, as good as Caden is. And you know how Caden likes to take advantage of injuries. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for Briscoe. But, yeah, Ignition's going to be great. And that's only getting things started for this four-day extravaganza.
Yeah, what do we have coming up? Speaking of that, we have something very, very special coming up that very next night. Traditionally, Friday is when our pay-per-views are, but because of the scheduling and everything like that, we're returning to the Loud House, the Ball Arena, for the Rumble at the Loud House. Tell the listeners, if they don't know about that, what this is all entailed.
So this is where we partner up with the Colorado Mammoth, the National Lacrosse League champions of last year. I believe this is our, fourth year doing this? Yeah, where we've been invited to come and have our athletes and superstars compete. We have usually a battle royal, kind of almost a Royal Rumble style matchup, where stars, almost all the stars of Rocky Mountain Pro, and we even get some out of state talent that come and try to compete. Well, we also. The last person to win, I believe he's two-time Rumble at the Loud House winner, is Wooly, the Mammoth mascot.
Yeah.
He's going to try to defend his title once again. And there will be some other matches as well. But this is right after the lacrosse game, the Colorado Mammoth. So we are going to have all of our stars there. And also Vince Russo is going to make an appearance there. So if you guys come on out, you get to do a meet and greet with Vince Russo. And I believe Sin Bodhi is going to be there as well. So.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And of course, too, you know, if you come early to the game, I suspect the stars of Rocky Mountain Pro will be, you know, walking the runways there at the Ball Arena, and you could say hi, snag a picture, and all that stuff like that, too.
Yeah, they're always in the concourse area. You know, they'll be handing out flyers and yeah, greeting people and. Yeah, it's just a great experience. It's something you get that many fans because, you know, we're as great as a scene it is at the Wimmer Arena. When you have, you know, thousands of fans going crazy for you, it's another experience that, you know, a lot of wrestlers at our level, they don't get to experience, you know, in their lifetime. So this is something that all these wrestlers here at Rocky Mountain Pro, it's something that I think they will cherish for their whole lives because, you know, let's face it, we don't get an opportunity to do what we do in front of audiences that big very often, if ever. So it's just something really cool and to be able to partner up with a world-class organization like the Colorado Mammoth, it's just awesome. So, yeah, we're looking forward to Friday, the Rumble at the Loud House Ball Arena. Make sure if you go to, I believe it's KSCKroenkeSportsEntertainment.com and get your tickets for that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, if you're following everybody, Rocky Mountain Pro, as well as the Stars, everybody involved with Rocky Mountain Pro, they've been putting out that link. When you order your tickets, you know, there's a field in there that says, which RMP star are you there to see? You know, you would please put that info in that field there when you make your purchase. That would be greatly appreciated.
Yes.
So then, from there, we are finally to Never Broken, and boy, do we have a great lineup that's happening, and we should probably just start it off with what we know at the time of this recording. You know, things can change. We haven't seen Charged yet as of this time of this recording, so we don't know what's could be happening from them, you know. And then, of course, Ignition and the Ball Arena, we could have all kinds of craziness happen, you know, with this, like I say, this wacky world of professional wrestling. Things can happen, you know, new matches can be, you know, started, new can be announced. You know, we don't know, you know, there could be things on the pre-show that could be, because the card is so stacked for the pay-per-view, there could be pay-per-view quality matches even on the pre-show.
Absolutely. I've been there calling the action there firsthand. Sometimes I don't even know these matches were taking place till just moments before. And I've been able to call some of these matches. We get, you know, some out-of-state talent that comes out and some big-name talent sometimes. And, you know, we try to find a place for them. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of things going on that you weren't expecting. So you do not want to miss any of it. That includes the pre-show, which you can watch free on our YouTube channel, Rocky Mountain Pro. So a lot of things could happen, as you know better, probably as well as anybody. You've been surprised, I know, on numerous times, some of the matches that have taken place.
Yeah. So, first match we're going to talk about, and definitely not the least, but the before mentioned, we've got your starting lineup. They're going to be taking on the OGs in this tag team turmoil tournament that's been happening, that if, you know, you lose, you're disbanded. What do you see that's, you know, been leading up from the announcement to this being at Never Broken?
Well, this was a creation of President Danger Dean. He kind of felt that the tag team division was getting kind of cluttered up and a lot of chaos was happening. You know, there was just so many teams that were kind of bickering, fighting in the back, and just a lot of nonsense. So Danger Dean decided that, you know, we need to kind of whittle it down a little bit. We need to kind of thin out the herd, so to speak. So he decided to come up with this concept of a like you said, a kind of a tag team turmoil tournament type deal. And where if you won a match, you would be safe, and you lost, you would kind of keep going on in the tournament, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
If you're the final losers, which it's now down to two teams, they will be forced to disband. You've got, if you remember, we started out, I think it was a five-way tag match or six way. I can't remember. It was one of the first charged episodes after Aces Wild. We had West Texas Legacy ended up winning that, so they were the first team to be safe. And then we had, I believe, the Empire save themselves. We had Three Ring Circus able to save themselves, and it just kept going. And now we're down to, like you said, the OGs and your starting lineup. Very interesting dynamic kind of happening here, because you've got the OGs, who you would think would be a very well-oiled machine because of all the experience and everything that they've accomplished in their careers. You know, we got Lord Mitchell Taylor and Niles Planquet, and of course, my commentary partner, Derek Stone. And but it hasn't been very well oiled. There's been a lot of chinks in the armor, you could say, because Derek Stone has seemed to have kind of changed, kind of went back to the old Derek Stone that we used to know, kind of a little off his rocker, so to speak. And that's put a little kind of caveat in this matchup, because you don't know if he's going to cost his team the match. We saw him this past charge, that ladder match, where winner gets an advantage in this matchup. So now your starting lineup, they've got a little bit of an advantage, and they've been kind of on a roll as a singles competitors, but as a tag team, your starting lineup, they've had kind of some of their ups and downs as of late. Not having Coach around, I think, has really hurt them as well. So you've got two teams that are struggling to kind of keep together. It's going to be very interesting to see if which team can come out on top on this one.
Yeah, and you know, this match right here, because of what's been happening with these two teams, like you said, this epitomizes the Never Broken name. What do you think of that?
I think that's a very astute observation, is that, yes, because they're trying not to break up. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They're struggling to stay as a team. I know that Briscoe Crown and Kendrick LaRoe, they have been, over the past year, what has been about a year since they started as a team together.
Yeah.
And they have just, continue to grow and get better. And you've seen the development out of both of them. And as a tag team, it's just been tremendous to see. So you'd hate to see them break up. And then on the other side, with those three gentlemen that I mentioned earlier, with all that experience and everything they've been through, it's kind of hard to imagine that they would be forced to split up. So it's just, it's going to be very interesting and very weird to see whatever the outcome of this matchup when it takes place.
Yeah. So from there, what we have as well is we also are going to have, this has been leading up to this as well, we're going to have Dak Draper take on Curtis Cole. And these two have known each other for a long time, and so there's a lot built into this, would you say?
I'll try not to get too personal while I'm talking about Curtis Cole. I think our issues have been very well documented on Ignition, the way he's disparaged me and talked about me, but I'll still try to keep it professional here. Dak Draper was basically the trainer of Curtis Cole when he started. He was one of the head trainers at what was then the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. This was back, I believe, in 2015 when Curtis Cole started training. You know, Curtis Cole was kind of an awkward, quirky guy when he started out. He had this different personality, and I think that's what a lot of people gravitated to. They liked Curtis Cole. He had this cool personality, and even Dak Draper got along with him. I got along with, there's a lot of people that got along with Curtis Cole back then. But he struggled a little bit when he was training. It didn't come naturally right off the bat. There was some times where I think he was questioning himself, and Dak was very instrumental on keeping him keeping his head on straight and keep coaching him, and to the point where, you know, when Curtis finally made his Rocky Mountain Pro debut, or which one actually was NRW back at the time, he started off with a big winning streak, which is very rare for a first-time competitor, especially in Rocky Mountain Pro history. You know that. Usually they don't have very good success for quite a few months. So Dak Draper was instrumental in starting the career of Curtis Cole. And now that Dak Draper has came back to just be a competitor with Rocky Mountain Pro and trying to be one of the top stars of Rocky Mountain Pro, Curtis Cole has taken offense to that. Curtis Cole does not like that Dak Draper just comes back and is basically picked up right where he left off several years ago. Curtis Cole gets very bitter about things like that. Thinks that, because he's been here the whole time, that Dak needs to, take a step back. I'm sorry, but Curtis Cole, you've had a great career here at Rocky Mountain Pro, Hall of Fame career, but you haven't been totally successful over the past year or so. You've had your ups and downs and struggles, and Dak Draper's come back like a house of fire. And so, he wants to step up. And now Curtis Cole has kind of made this personal, these attacks in the back and just a lot of nonsense. It's what we've expected out of Curtis Cole, but I think he's going to get a rude awakening that Dak Draper is a guy you don't want to mess with.
Yeah, I'd concur with that. I mean, former Ring of Honor, competitor, champion too, as well, Dak Draper.
Yeah, and he competes. He still competes with NWA. He's former Rocky Mountain Pro champion. He's done a lot in this in wrestling. A lot of great things. I don't know if Curtis Cole is jealous of that, or he just doesn't want Dak Draper coming in and stealing his spotlight. But Curtis Cole finally, I'm hoping, we'll get what's coming to him just because of the way he's been behaving, not only towards me, but just the Rocky Mountain Pro faithful and a lot of people within Rocky Mountain Pro.
Yeah. So what else that we've got here, and we are with this particular match, you and I were kind of speculating because of what we've watched on Charge and things like that. Well, we've got the Asylum that is going to be JC teaming up with the Marionette Noel Summit versus Skylar Seiss and Lilith Grimm. What do you see here? This is kind of crazy, and everything that's been going on with the Asylum and Salem Wolf wanting to control a lot of these Lockettes.
Yeah, the Asylum, hell, for what, about the past, 8 months, 9 months, something like that, has really just taking the Lockettes division by storm. That's Salem Wolf just doing whatever it is he does at the Asylum. And, he says it's not really controlling. He says it's opening something up within the Lockettes, opening up their true self. You know what I believe, to me, I don't necessarily disagree with that as far as JC goes, because I kind of think that he did open up something with JC. I think you're kind of seeing that dark side of JC that was there, that when she was, you know, the Brazilian Wonder Woman. I think it was kind of there, and it needed to be opened up, at least for her. And you can't argue with the results. You know, she joins the Asylum, kind of embraces it, and she becomes Lockett's champion.
Once again.
Yeah. And then you've got Noel. Now, the once juvenile delinquent, she gets kind of caught up in this Asylum stuff. Well, she's had the most success in her young career with the Asylum. She's won some matches, had some big victories. It's you can't argue with the results. Now, on the other hand, the Asylum has been more than a thorn in the side of Lilith Grimm. Yeah. It's really been a war between Lilith Grimm and the Asylum, and Lilith Grimm lost a friend in Regan Grimes to the Asylum. There's been a lot of things. She lost, a kid that she kind of thought of as the little sister in Noelle. Yeah. Lost her to it. And it's been a war that Lilith Grimm has been fighting by herself for the last several months, and really kind of been losing, to be honest. So finally she decides, you know what, I need some help. I need some backup. Well, it's pretty smart to go to someone like Skylar Slice and ask for some backup, because that's some great backup, some strong backup. Skylar Slice has been a dominant force in Rocky Mountain Pro, so it's good to see now Lilith and Skylar Slice. Those are you talk about a powerful duo. I don't know if we've ever seen a more powerful combination in the Lockett's division than those two. And so you got them against kind of the dark forces of the Asylum. That's going to be a very interesting conflict that's going to come to head and Never Broken.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would suspect you talked about, Lilith losing Regan Grimes to the Asylum, losing Noelle to the Asylum. So, you know, is there a worry that she would be losing herself? And that was at this time that she got, I need backup. Who can I help me? And that's when she, went to Skylar and got her to help her out.
Yeah, I think that was smart, because we have seen Lilith Grimm kind of fighting some demons, so to speak. We've seen her have these therapy sessions and trying to kind of get her head on straight. So I think having Skylar Slice might give her some peace of mind, at least a little bit, that she's not facing this alone.
Yeah. So next on the card that we've got here, and this has been, I don't know how to explain this. This is just craziness. We've got Charge Champion Remy D taking on Manny Lemons. How would you explain what is going on here with Manny Lemons and him coming back into the fold here at RMP and doing all this to the fabulous one, Remy D?
Well, Manny Lemons is a guy I've known for a long time. This Manny Lemons is not the same guy that I knew, you know, 6-7 years ago when just kind of starting out in professional wrestling. This is a very egotistical, cocky individual now in Manny Lemons. He kind of comes into Rocky Mountain Pro and you know, thinks he's big stuff, because, you know, he has had some success throughout the region. He's had some success even on some bigger stages. You know, he's made some appearances on national television.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's gotten to his head a little bit. So he comes in thinking, you know what, I'm going to come in and I'm going to, you know, take on one of the big dogs. I'm going to kind of poke the bear a little bit. And he kind of decides he's going to go after the Charge Champion right away. Takes takes Remy's ring gear. And, you know, I interviewed him with that ring gear. It was kind of disgusting that you take Remy's gear. That you know, that's just disrespectful anyway. No matter, you don't touch another guy, man's gear, another wrestler's gear. But you know just how much pride Remy D takes in his gear and his look and his fashion. He very prideful about that, and the fact that you touched that Manny Lemons, that was, you know, crossing the line. Obviously, you wanted to get under the skin so you could get Remy D to put up the Charge Championship. And it's been a lot of mind games. It's also been a lot of kind of preemptive attacks coming from Manny Lemons and Rekha Tahaka. Rekha
right. Tahaka
is she's kind of the key to Manny Lemons. You know, Manny Lemons, he's a very accomplished wrestler, but with Rekha Tahaka in the corner, with everything that she's capable of doing, and she, you know, doesn't care. She doesn't care, man or woman. She'll go up against anyone. She's very dangerous, and that makes Manny Lemons a serious threat to Remy D's title. You know, with Rekha Tahaka in that corner, Remy, he needs to keep his head on a swivel or try to find someone to kind of keep an eye on Rekha Tahaka. And even then, as powerful as Rekha is, I don't know if you're going to find someone that's going to be able to combat that. So this is a tough situation for Remy.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, you were talking about the disruptive force that Manny is being with, you know, taking the ring gear and all that stuff like that. But then there's also this other disruptive force in Rekha Tahaka outside the ring. Will Remy have a answer for that?
Yeah, I hope so. He's, you know, he's kind of surprised this in the past. He's had big wins when we kind of thought things were looking a little bleak. But, you know, with this is 2-on-1. Pretty much, let's face it. And Rekha is not your typical, you know, just valet out there. She is, we know how tough she is. She, like I said, she faces man, woman, it doesn't matter. So it's going to be something that Remy has to figure out, a game plan. And honestly, I'm not sure what that game plan is, but, here's hoping that Remy's got something in the works.
Yeah. So from there, we're going to keep on with the championship matches. We've got the tag team championships champions, J.K. Pop, taking on La Isla. La Isla, just 2 days prior, facing each other in the Grand Prix tournament on Ignition. How do you think this might go for the two teams?
You know, a couple weeks ago, I really thought that La Isla had everything in the bag, that they were going to be on their way. That didn't look like they were going to be able to be tripped up. They were completely focused. But then there's been a lot of things that have developed over the past couple weeks. You know, we've seen these attacks being ramped up by J.K. Pop, you know, getting Echo alone and able to attack him while he's FaceTiming Balaam Lynx, and then they bait in Balaam and get their licks on him and really have taken the fight to La Isla, even though La Isla has you know taken the fight to them as well. But then you, like you said, you throw in the fact that you've got Balaam and Echo taking each other on Ignition for a chance to get an Ignition title shot. And don't forget, both of those men were both number one contenders to the Ignition Championship and both failed in their attempts. Mm-hmm. So you know that's also on the back of their mind, but they're also trying to stay focused on this tag team situation that they've, you know, been trying to get these tag team titles for, you know, quite a long time. And they've been arguably the most exciting tag team that we've ever seen in Rocky Mountain Pro. And they have really caught the imagination of the Rocky Mountain Pro faithful. I think obviously the Wimmer Arena is going to be completely and solidly behind La Isla to win, but there's going to just be a lot of other things into play. And of course you got, you know, Preston Skymore on the outside as well. And we've seen now even Sky Hossman has kind of gotten involved and try to soften up La Isla for JK Pop as well. So there's a lot of things now that have taken the turn. And I know there's been this narrative, and I've kind of even been one to say it myself, that JK Pop is scared of La Isla. And I've changed my opinion on that. I don't think they're scared of La Isla. They're doing the exact same thing they've done with pretty much every threat that they've had to their tag team titles. The difference is that I think they realize that La Isla is one of the biggest threats they've ever had, if not the biggest threat. And I think there's a ton of respect for what La Isla is capable of. So they've ramped up kind of their JK Pop antics to the highest volume that we've seen. And so I don't think it's scared. It's just we know JK Pop is willing to do anything and everything to keep those titles. That's how they've been the longest reigning tag team champions of all time.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, one thing I was going to add in, too, is you mentioned that with Echo and Balaam have both had, you know, Ignition title championship matches recently. That could be also something that the tie that binds them, you know, hey, we didn't get this, but we still have this to go compete for.
Yeah, that's a great point. They've got, you know, something that can kind of unite them. I hope they do. I hope that after their match on Thursday, whoever wins that match and whoever loses that match, they just, you know, kind of get on with that and then refocus very quickly, because you cannot lose focus against JK Pop.
Yeah, and it could be a big month for them. I mean, if whoever wins that match at Ignition goes to the championship, wins it, and if they also then at Never Broken win that tag team championship, that could be a huge month of March for them.
They very well could be. I'm pulling for them. You know, they've just worked so hard, and really are two of the most exciting young stars that you'll see in all of professional wrestling. So I'm really hoping that this will be a big month for La Isla.
Yeah. So once again, continue on with the championship matches here. We've got the next one. We got the NRW championship defending champion Mercury Yaden versus Damon Ace. Damon Ace says it's not about the championship. I don't know if I believe him or not. And then also, along with this, we do not know, as we do know, that, you know, NRW championship, when it's defended, is defended under some kind of stipulation. I think the last one we had was a collegiate rules match that, you know, Yaden did come out and win that. What, any thoughts about what this could be, and then additionally with this matchup all together?
Well, I can tell you what it's not going to be. It's not going to be a collegiate matchup. It's gone way past that.
Yeah,
this thing has gotten super personal, and you know, I'm going to say that I actually believe Damon Ace when he says it's not about the championship. I think that he really has decided that he wants to be the face of Rocky Mountain Pro, the backbone of Rocky Mountain Pro, you know, the one that's kind of the leader of Rocky Mountain Pro. You can see that he's trying to really get under the skin of Mercury Yaden, that he's trying to take some things that Mercury Yaden takes a lot of pride in, and, you know, make a mockery of that. Obviously, with the Al Snow Wrestling Academy, and we've seen this before, though. We've seen people do this to Mercury Yaden before. Hoodlum is the first one that comes to mind. And in fact, if you've been keeping up with our Rocky Mountain Rewind on our YouTube channel with the Dudes and Belts on Sunday, they just showed No Thanksgiving episode from 2016, where Hoodlum beats Mercury Yaden in that best out of five tables match for the control and ownership of what was then the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. So we've seen guys try to kind of take some of those things away. We know just how much that means to Yaden. We know how much his family means to him, especially his daughter, which we've heard Damon Ace bring up Jacene. We've also seen that in the past with Hoodlum and other people. Don't do that to Yaden. All you're doing is pissing him off. And Yaden gets to a very he gets to a dark place when you do that. And we know what he's capable of. So if he's, and I believe that the champion kind of has say of what kind of match that he can have. I almost shudder to think of what kind of match Yaden has in store for Damon Ace.
Yeah.
It's probably something very, very violent. Maybe it's probably something we haven't seen at Rocky Mountain Pro.
And you know what's intriguing for me, and you mentioned, like I said, Yaden does get into that dark place. But, you know, I think also then subconsciously with the amount of experience that Yaden does have in the wrestling, he that is still there, and he's going to be using that combined with going to that dark place. So it becomes a lethal combination.
Yes, it does. But let's also not forget the fact that Damon Ace can, you know, he's violent. We know that. We know, you know, what kind of violence he's capable of. But he's also a very dangerous wrestler in the ring. He's capable of a lot of moves. It's not a lot of technical moves, but there's a lot of ways that he can beat you as well. He's accomplished in submission holds. His MMA background makes him a very dangerous striker. So, and then we know what kind of power he possesses, and the, you know, that spine buster and the persona non grata are just devastating moves. So both men are dangerous, either in a wrestling match or in a fight, which I think you're going to see both of.
Right. Right. So, to top it off, the RMP Championship. Champion David Drake versus Sledge. Finally, these two are going to come together after everything that's been happening over the last couple months with them. Sledge is, I believe, third time for the shot at the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship. Is third time the charm?
I hope so. You know, talking about David Drake is kind of very sensitive for me, as you know, what I've been through with David Drake. You know, but thinking back on my experiences with Drake and what I went through, obviously, I didn't get physically assaulted quite like what Sledge has been through and a lot of other guys. It was that mental stuff that David Drake, you know, could have done something to me, had me waiting. And I just had to think about what in the hell is he going to do with me? What the hell is he going to do with me for a couple days? And then I just get let loose. It didn't make any sense. But now that I'm thinking more and more about it, I'm thinking he's sending messages to the people that are in front of him, as far as, you know, the contenders. Yeah. And Sledge right now, you know, has decided that he was going to, you know, kind of try to put an end to this reign of terror that David Drake is on. You know, he come out and he's kind of was almost mocking David Drake. Oh, you know, you think you're a big scary guy, and you know, you think you're, you know, Michael Myers. But I think Sledge is finding out that this isn't a movie. This is David Drake. This is how his mind works. And every time that it looks like Sledge is getting the upper hand on David Drake, trying to take the fight to him, we see David Drake has always had an answer to that, and has really, I'm wondering if it's gotten into the mind of Sledge. We know how much Sledge has really changed his life over this past year. We've seen the transformation of his body, which, I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
what kind of shape he's gotten in over the past, 6 months or so. His mindset has changed. He's had this very kind of almost zen state of mind in his life, kind of, staying very positive and but you got to think, with everything he's been through, that's been very difficult. You wonder if he's going to revert back to that old Sledge that we knew, that was just a sadistic guy. I think that he almost has to, if you're going to survive against David Drake. So, if for me personally, I'm rooting for Sledge. I hope he can do it, so we can kind of end this nightmare that's been David Drake as the RMP champion. But at the same time, I haven't seen anything that suggests that he can get the best of David Drake. David Drake just seems to be almost like a cyborg at times. So I don't really know what it's going to take for Sledge.
Right, yeah. It'll be very interesting to see how this all turns out at Never Broken. So, very next day, and this is going to be exciting. We have Rocky Mount Pro has a gift for our RMP faithful fans. It is in the month of March, we've got a lot of RMP birthdays, and we've got mine. I know a couple other of the competitors at Rocky Mount Pros as well. Danger Dean
just had a birthday just a couple days ago.
That's true. Danger Dean, I think, is actually this is his coming birthday, but he has a gift for the fans. And do you want to tell the listeners here what that is?
Yes, because something we don't do very often. We do have some of free shows that, at the Bierstadt Lager House, but this is unique. You get to come down to the Wimmer Arena this Sunday. I believe doors open at 4 o'clock, and we are letting you come in for free for our charge tapings, our charge tapings that you can see every Tuesday on our YouTube channel. You can watch those being taped for absolutely free. Come on down and sit down and enjoy that. And the fact that you don't have to pay to get in and watch the action. Now you can use that money and buy some merch at Mr. Fourth Row's concession stand. We also have the great snacks that we have as well. And so you can use that and have a great, great time this Sunday watching the charge tapings. Cause that's something, no other place that does, TV tapings is going to let you come in for free. So this is our gift to the Rocky Mountain Pro faithful. You've been so great in supporting us, supporting, our change to kind of focus on our YouTube content. So, it's our gift, kind of giving back to the RMP faithful.
I've got some breaking news that the listeners may not know. A little birdie told me this weekend, when it comes to our Slammin' Sex concession stand, we may start having themed snacks of the wrestlers, the talent, and the so on at our concession stand. So we hope to add a little excitement to that. So I hope the listeners are excited about that as well.
Yeah, we there are a lot of good things happening at the Wimmer. Changes. If you haven't been to the Wimmer recently, like if you've been there a few months ago, but you haven't been there for a couple months, you are not going to believe the changes that have been made and that are still being made as we speak. There's still things being done. We got a new entrance wall that just got put up. We have, our new seating, theater style seating. It's just tremendous. It seems like every time I go into the Wimmer, there's something new that's been added. So it's just a great experience, and it's kind of what we're trying to do to make the experience for Rocky Mountain Pro and for our faithful, trying to make it better every single time.
Yeah, that is so true. Now, on the flip side of that, now, unfortunately, we gotta, say, hey, if you, of course, are gonna be unable to attend, any of these events because you're, out of the area or if you're preoccupied, of course, you can watch Ignition on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockyMountPro. You can support us, what's called a supporter, and for I think $4.99 a month, you become a supporter Rocky Mountain Pro on that channel. You get perks like icons, badges. You'll be able to chat with do a subscriber chat once a month with some of the R&P talent. What else there they
Yeah,
do
well,
that?
you get to. I will read any of your super chats or any of your comments live on the air while I'm doing Ignition. Me and Derek Stone will do our best to chat with you throughout the show. Where else can you go? Where else can you see live professional wrestling happening and then being able to talk to the commentators? Nowhere else.
True, 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 very true. Now, Friday, you're just gonna have to be there. If hey, I mean, lacrosse, wrestling mixed together.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, there won't be any way that we'll be able to stream that because of copyrights and things,
Yeah.
it being in the Ball Arena. So yeah, so we won't be able to stream it. There will be a possibility that eventually some of the footage will be able to be released sometime down the lines, but there's no guarantees. In fact, last year's action never got released. So that is, so if you were not there, you will never actually know all the things that happened, like D'Lo Brown's sleeping at commentary. Wait, did I say that out loud?
He works hard. He works hard at that commentary table.
A very hardworking man. I love D'Lo Brown. I just, yeah, I was very interesting sitting right next to him, and we're in the middle of a match, and I see him dozing off. Just, but great, yeah, great man. One other thing I wanted to mention is that if any wrestlers that are listening to this, and if you are in the area Saturday before Never Broken, I believe it's 10 o'clock in the morning. We are going to be hosting a tryout, a kind of a like a scouting seminar with Gabe Sapolsky from WWE. He will be in the Denver area. He's going to be at the Wimmer, looking at talent and to possibly recruit. So it is $99. If you are interested and you want to really, I can't think of a better opportunity to try to elevate your career and really get your career kickstarted. Because if you can impress someone like Gabe Sapolsky, who knows where your wrestling career will go to. So yeah, if you're interested in this event, go to rmpwrestling.com. I know there's information there. Most of the RMP talent have already posted about this great opportunity. So if you're serious about professional wrestling, I don't see how you could miss out on this opportunity.
Oh yeah, definitely concur with that 100%. Then Saturday we've got, like we said, the Never Broken pay-per-view. It's going to be on Fight. It is what's on Fight, and you just need to go into fight.tv, either through the website, you can go through your Roku app, your phone, look up Rocky Mountain Pro. Never Broken, it'll be the first thing to come up. In fact, I just did it right before we came on here. I started typing in Rocky, and it was the first thing that popped up on fight.tv. So
Yeah, see,
you
yeah,
can't
we
beat that.
no Rocky Balboa. This is Rocky Mountain Pro,
Yeah.
and also let's not forget that we're gonna have a pre-show that's gonna be me and Derek Stone on the call, your Ignition commentary team, as we're gonna have the pre-show start an hour before on our Rocky Mountain Pro YouTube channel, absolutely free to watch. So go ahead and order your pay-per-view, come to YouTube, and we will count you down with some great pre-show action. Like we said before, some of the pre-show matches that are put together are absolutely fantastic. So you don't want to miss any of that as we get you ready for the main card of Never Broken. We'll get you right into the fight action with D'Lo Brown and Danger Dean on the call.
Yeah. And, you know, and like we said, you know, when we have these big weekends, we have talent from all across the country come out and, you know, attend our shows and things like that. So sometimes when it comes to these pre-shows and the on the pay-per-views, it may be somebody you haven't seen ever or, you know, in a while. And it's always great to see them.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of guys that, you know, they come from thousands of miles away to try to be a part of what we're doing at Rocky Mountain Pro. And we've seen a lot of great talent. You know, I know at the last pay-per-views, we had guys like CBD to kind of make their debut. And he made a big impression. And I believe he will be back as well. So you might see him on the pre-show. Also, you know, I'm just putting this out here. I'm not don't read too much into this. But there's also always the possibility of seeing old familiar faces, blast from the past, come back. This is the kind of time of year when things start ramping up that you see some old Rocky Mountain Pro talent that are trying to, you know, kind of get back to the old glory days and like to make appearances. So you never know. I'm not saying that there is anybody like that. I'm just saying that there's the possibility. We've seen it before.
Oh yeah, yeah, and there's quite a few things on the horizon after this, even though we shouldn't be looking too far beyond Never Broken, because that's now and that's later.
yeah, absolutely. We're eyes are set on the prize, which is Never Broken, coming up this Saturday.
Yep. And then, of course, like we just mentioned, Sunday, the Charged tapings, Charged recordings. Once again, this is we're kind of leapfrogging. You know, you can watch this, can't watch this, watch this. Charged, you're going to have to be there in person, and we have to wait for the episodes to be put out on our YouTube on Tuesday nights.
And don't forget, we would be remiss to say that we have Vince freaking Russo writing for our Charge shows.
Yeah.
Writing for the paper. So, I mean, how exciting is it that you get to be able to go and watch these shows written by the guy who, you know, helped make the Attitude Era what it was. And, you know, he's writing for Rocky Mountain Pro. You're going to see all that creative stuff that goes on in Vince Russo's head being played out in the Wimmer Arena.
Right. And you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here a little bit. You know, if you guys are following Vince out on the social medias, listening to his podcasts and the et cetera, you know, he's evolved to a point where he's doing things that are going to make sense when it comes to putting on a great wrestling product. He knows what works and what doesn't work and what, you know, and how to get you know, a great product out there and keep the fans interested and keep them entertained.
Yes.
And that's what I love about having him with Rocky Mountain Pro writing for us.
Yes. Everything kind of plays into something else. It always kind of, you know, it's not like what you see a lot in kind of the more modern wrestling, where it's you watch something and you're watching to hopefully find a, get a payoff, and you never see the payoff. Guaranteed, when you watch Rocky Mountain Pro, you're gonna see a payoff to whatever it is that you're interested in.
Yeah, so true. Well, Lucas, I think that would be a great place to. Well, it's Never Broken time. I always sometimes say we're gonna put a purple bow on this. What's Never Broken? How about if we put a chain link bow on this episode of the Never Broken pay-per-view?
Sounds good. Let's padlock it and call it a show and get ready for Never Broken.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for joining me on. Before I do let you go, people wanted to, of course, keep up with you week to week, day by day, out there on the interwebs and the social media. Where could they do that?
Okay. You can follow me on Facebook. Just search my name, Lucas Bradwell. I'm also not too much on Instagram, but active on Twitter at LucasTRMPVoice. So you can, those are my main social medias. And of course, catch me every Tuesday with the Dudes and Belts on our YouTube Recharge right after our Charged episode that airs at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. And at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, I go on with the Dudes and Belts. We discuss everything that happened on that Charged episode. So you will be able to listen to me tomorrow night or whenever this gets aired. So Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Mountain Time on the Dudes and Belts on the Rocky Mountain Pro YouTube channel.
All right. Fantastic. Terrific. Once again, thanks for joining me. I will be seeing you this weekend. I hope the listeners will be seeing all of us too as well. Once again, a big, huge thank you to Lucas Bradwell for coming on to this episode of RMP Radio and help previewing Never Broken and the Never Broken weekend that is coming up. Those 4 days of events, we're not going to rehash those specifics here because you heard it earlier in the show. Basically, Ignition on Thursday, the Rumble at the Loud House on Friday, Never Broken on Saturday, and the Charge tapings on Sunday. Well, before we get out of here, let's pay some bills like they used to say back in the day. Want to get some merchandise of your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars, head over to rmpwrestling.com, click on that merch link, or go to amazon.com or the Amazon app, put in Rocky Mountain Pro. You'll be presented with choices of things you can purchase there. And then, of course, my due diligence, head over to the merch stand and the merch table at each and every one of our shows, and you'll get those show exclusives that you can only purchase there. And, of course, I'm going to do my due diligence. Make sure you're following me. I am the merchandise coordinator, of course, of with Rocky Mountain Pro. I am giving you guys the daily scoop of what I see, what comes in, the new hot off the press, delivered to me to sell to you guys, and even those maybe deals that are coming up in the future. And it is March, so you keep an eye out for those spring cleaning deals that the RMP and the RMP stars will be giving you. Then once again, remind you, if you want to keep up with all the events at Rocky Mountain Pro, once again, head over to rmpwrestling.com, click on that events link, and you'll see everything that is coming up in the near future. Watch us. Everything we want you to start right at the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Rocky Mountain Pro. And then you, of course, can watch our episodes of Charged and Ignition on there. And you can even watch them on Fight TV. And like we just said, all our pay-per-views are on the Fight TV platform, so you can purchase those. $12.99 for Never Broken this upcoming weekend. We didn't mention that, so I'll give that to you right there. And then, of course, follow us on the interwebs and the social media. Everything does stem from the website at rmpwrestling.com, and the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, all of the username of the Rocky MTN Pro. I'll phonetically spell that once again for you. That is the Rocky Mike Tango November Pro. And then, of course, you want to help support RMP Radio, and of course, this goes well for the wrestlers as well. Head over to ProWrestlingTees.com, search in their search field, see who has shirts to sell. I do, Rocky Mountain Pro does, and of course all of the stars of Rocky Mountain Pro do as well. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to this edition of RMP Radio, where pro wrestling is elevated.